Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is a story that continues to evolve. The impact, though, on the Dallas-Fort Worth area, is it accurate to say it has been very minimal at this point?
It's been very minimal at this point, and I give a lot of credit to the coordination of the work between the state, the county health officials, our hospitals. Everyone's working together. It's a very, very serious virus. We know it's been declared pandemic by the World Health Organization, but thus far in North Texas, we feel that we've done quite well.
From a precautionary standpoint, have the local hospitals changed their protocol? Are they doing anything different these days? Maybe, you know, checking people for fevers? Are they doing anything differently?
You know, I think what they're doing is almost what you would do for the flu. Many of the symptoms are the same, the fever, et cetera. And that's why they're asking people, please get your flu shot. Please, when you wash your hands thoroughly with soap and water and cough into your cuff, cough into your elbow. Do everything you can not to spread this. But to answer your question, yes, if people come in with high fever and are suspicious of this, then, of course, they're going to take extra precautions. Thus far, we've been very fortunate. None have been confirmed in North Texas.
When it comes to the overall national picture on coronavirus, we are hearing stories again today. There are some communities that are standing up and saying, we do not want these people in our community. Is that sort of a slippery slope, a delicate balance, sort of a thin line on in a case like this?
Well, you know, I think let's look at San Antonio. San Antonio, right here in Texas, where there were some confirmed cases of the coronavirus. I really applaud the system. I think it worked well. Those people came to San Antonio, were put in quarantine. They were suspected of the coronavirus. In fact, some had the coronavirus, but it wasn't like they were on Riverwalk walking through San Antonio contaminating the people. So I look for the positive and the silver lining. I think we've done a pretty darn good job of doing the best we could related to quarantines. And as you know, there have been cases in the U.S., but to my knowledge, there have been no deaths.
Do you think we're coming toward an end to this, or is this story still going to be with us for a while?
You know, I'd be speculating, but based on what I've seen from the CDC over the weekend and the World Health Organization, they're worried about pandemic. I'll give you an example. We know it's in China. There have been over 77,000 confirmed cases. Now South Korea, more than 833 confirmed. Italy, first country outside of Asia that's got over 200 confirmed. Afghanistan just confirmed one case. So I'm not sure we're out of the woods, and that's why I think what we need to do is continue to practice good health habits and do everything we can to wash hands, et cetera, as I said earlier.
And you were telling us about concerns that so many of the ingredients used in pharmaceuticals are produced in China. How does that play into this equation?
Now, with China closing down many of their factories, the repercussions we're going to see, I think, are potential drug shortages related to pharmaceuticals until China can get back into full production. That's just a note you may want to put. I think you'll be covering that story next.
What sort of timeline are we looking at? Is that something in the next few months?
I would say probably in the next 4 to 6 weeks.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.